This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Creamer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on this Saturday night. We are at Anna. The state-ranked Division III Anna Rockets play host to St. Henry in an interconference game here tonight. Of course, Anna from the Shelby County League. St. Henry from the Midwest Athletic Conference. We've seen the Anna Rockets a few times already here in 2017-18. We've seen St. Henry once. The Redskins are the ultimate live by the three, die by the three ball club, Chuck. Anna can nail the long-range shot. We know Wyatt Bensman can be deadly. Wyatt doesn't have to match St. Henry's three-point shooters tonight. Wyatt's got to get his 20. Anna needs to play pretty good defense on the arc and slow St. Henry down. It won't be easy, though. These Redskins shoot threes in a contagious fashion. We saw St. Henry last year against Fort Loramie. The Redskins of St. Henry knocked down the first 10 of 12, I think, on that night. Didn't shoot it nearly as well at home against Fort Loramie this year. But St. Henry can win a game making threes. They can lose a game missing threes. Will be interesting to see what happens here tonight. St. Henry's just lost twice, has beaten Coldwater, which beat Marion Local, although Marion Local beat St. Henry. Go figure all that out.
You can't figure it out. That's the neat part about high school basketball. St. Henry is a three-point shooting team. They don't do a lot of stuff on the inside. Schlarman will try to get to the rim. He's a scorer. He's not just a shooter. He's a scorer for St. Henry. On the other side, Anna, well, you start with Wyatt Bensman. That kid is one of the top two or three players in the Shelby County League, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably in Division III, one of the best two or three in the area playing on that division. And then you've got Bart Bixler, who's been coming off the bench, a sophomore. The kid is a fire plug, and when he comes in there, he just makes things happen. They probably would be better if they started him, but when you get a nice rotation going and it's somebody who comes off the bench and gives you that spark, it's kind of a nice thing. That's why they have a sixth man award in the NBA, because it's an incredibly important position.
Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna says this is his deepest club. He's got more interchangeable parts than ever before, and it's a team that can put five young men in double figures on any given night, and that's the key to Anna. So Wyatt Benjamin doesn't have to drain 25 to beat a high-quality foe. If the Rockets have got a three or four in double digits, the green and white here at home will be tough to beat here tonight. But St. Henry, as we said, can drain threes left and right. They've got five or six young men who can hit five or six in a row, one by each guy. St. Henry very capable of doing just that.
Well, they got Ulenak, they got Niekamp, they got Luttmer. It goes down the line. You got Helskamp. They've got a lot of good shooters, and they're all kind of streaky. So if any one, or unfortunately for Anna, if a lot of them get on a streak tonight, they're probably going to have to change up their defense. But they're going to play man-to-man. Anna's going to play man-to-man, I guarantee it. And then they're going to have to guard the arc and try to keep them from getting into the lane and getting easy shots.
Yeah, Wyatt Benjamin's at 20 per game. We know that Cathcart, along with Fote and Bixler and Dosik, can all hit double digits. In fact, Cathcart and Dosik are at just over 10 per contest on the year. Slarman, as you mentioned, Chuck, is the one of 10 scorers for St. Henry who's in double digits. He's at 17 per game. Ulenak's at 6. Niekamp's at 5. Luttmer's at 5. Keep an eye on Ryan Luttmer. He can get red hot. We'll focus on number 20, number 20 for St. Henry. Hillskamp is at 4 points per game. Ryan Breening, a 5'9 senior guard, is at 4 a game. Ethan Keeman, a 5'11 junior, is at 4. Caden Niekamp, who at 6'6 and a junior, is at 4. Niekamp, Caden, is the only true post player on the St. Henry team. They play really without a post. In fact, you might say that St. Henry, unlike any other team in the region, has got five guards, and they will be all over the floor at any time, any given moment. In the game we covered, Fort Loramie at St. Henry, the 6'6 Niekamp was not in the game long, and he was in foul trouble.
He fouled out in about 3 minutes of actual game time.
Easy for me to say, foul trouble pronto.
Yeah, no, he got himself in big trouble. But Loramie played a really good game that night. And it's not a shock when we watched them play this week at Versailles and saw how well that basketball team can play all phases of the game.
For the Anna Rockets, again, Chuck, it is extremely important that Anna gets balance. Wyatt Benjamin can't do it all. A number of these St. Henry basketball players play football. They're on the gridiron. So is Wyatt Benjamin. But you can bet St. Henry will be very physical with Wyatt throughout this game tonight.
They're going to be physical. They've got some seniors at the guard position, and they're going to try to take him out of his spots. So Benjamin, though, as a junior, was a jump shooter. He is now a scorer, and if you go out there and step out on him and don't close out, he'll put it on the floor, go around you.
Each team has lost two, as we mentioned. Anna Rockets are 9-2, St. Henry 8-2, Anna 4-1 in the Shelby County League, and by virtue of the postponement last night of the scheduled game with Fort Loramie, and by virtue of the season opener with Fort Loramie being postponed, the Rockets have got two games left with Fort Loramie, and that first postponement scheduled for 1 week from Tuesday will mark the first time those two clubs will play, and Anna's got a very good chance of heading into that game with just one league loss, that to Rushi on the road. That game coming up a week from Tuesday in the Shelby County League right here. Fort Loramie against Anna will be super critical for the Rockets if they want to stay in the heat of the Shelby County League race.
Well, they do not, especially at home, they do not want to fall two games behind in the loss column at home, knowing they have them again. And to me, Rushi is the wild card factor in this.
Right.
If you have to go play, Anna's done playing them. They get to play them at home, and I think that gives them the advantage. Loramie's got to go to Rushi. That is not, and Rushi's not a bad basketball team. That is not an easy place to win a game.
St. Henry was to have played Minster last night. As I mentioned, the St. Henry Redskins have gotten Coldwater and Marion Local done for the season. St. Henry's got a game with Versailles at St. Henry on February 9th. St. Henry, having just played two games in the MAC, is not out of the race by any stretch. Of course, in the MAC, it's not a double round robin home and away. You play each team just once. So it's a much shorter schedule. And St. Henry is in the thick of it. Versailles was to have played Marion Local last night. That game was postponed. So Versailles has got some stringent tests left in the MAC. St. Henry, a little lighter schedule than Versailles remaining. Of course, Marion Local will be a factor for sure. And Marion Local owns that big 37-point victory over St. Henry. That was the night before we covered
right.
Fort Loramie at St. Henry, a double weekend setback for St. Henry, which has won every other game. In fact, St. Henry disposed of Rushi at St. Henry the first Saturday night of the season by a score of 56-46. St. Henry's got a big win on the road at Lima Shawnee by 14, a 33-point win against Salina over the holidays, a 13-point win against Coldwater. And as we noted several minutes ago, Coldwater edged out Marion Local. So this game tonight, hard to figure. Anna playing at home has got to be the favorite. But St. Henry can drop 65, 70 points on you on a night they make 12 or 13 threes.
Right.
And the Redskins are very capable.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things, I mean, not they're in the opposite league, so that is not really a factor, but what is a factor is now you're starting to play. These are the kind of teams that when you win and then you walk in there for the tournament draw and you send, you know, you start talking about the teams that you've beaten.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing that will get you a higher seed.
Yeah, very well said. Good point. About a minute away from the national anthem, the lineups, and the tip tonight. We're on the web, online, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions, and in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. Don't forget, we've got action tomorrow, tip-off 1:15, on the web online here on Scores Broadcast at 1 o'clock. The Sydney Versailles boys go at it at the Flying to the Hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. We've got the start of this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
First of all, St. Henry High School. A
good crowd on hand here on a Saturday night mid-January game. It is extremely cold on the exterior, warming up in a hurry on the inside. Anna St. Henry boys go at it in this recent short-lived rivalry, which will continue again next year. St. Henry has beaten Anna five straight times, Chuck.
Wow.
In fact, for the last two seasons, the game went right down to the last possession. Anna dropped a one-point verdict at St. Henry last year, 2 years ago. St. Henry won by four here. The three previous meetings, blowouts, double-digit wins for St. Henry. So the Rockets owe the Redskins one here tonight. We had hoped to cover the Minster girls on the road at Sheridan, or I should say on the road against Sheridan, at the Berlin Highland Classic in the country earlier today. That game was postponed because of weather until tomorrow morning. Sheridan, a very good Division II girls program, 10-2 on the year, won 20 a year ago, was ranked 15th, I think, in the state in Division II. A tall, athletic young team would oppose a serious threat against the number one state-ranked Minster Lady Wildcats today, but it didn't happen. The game was shifted to tomorrow. As a result, we will not be able to bring that game to you tomorrow morning. It does start at 10:30 at Berlin Highland. Instead, we've got Sydney Versailles boys. That was on our schedule. And as planned, we will bring that game to you on the web. Tip-off 1:15. And we begin the webcast at 1 tomorrow from Kettering Fairmont Trenton Arena. Sydney Versailles boys should be quite a shootout. Andre Gordon, Justin Arns, looking forward to the show.
It's going to be two different styles, different styles. Sydney's going to go flying up and down the floor. I'm looking forward to it.
Starting lineups for the Anna Rockets, the traditional five. Drew Brodman at the post, Wyatt Bensman at a guard with Riley Huelskamp. Griffin Dosek jumping center. Tip rolling around on the floor, and it's gobbled up by Riley Huelskamp. Fifth starter Joel Cathcart for Anna. We'll check out the opening five for St. Henry in a moment. Cathcart's got the ball for the white-clad Rockets. Green numbers, green Rockets across the chest. St. Henry, the road red with white numerals and white trim. Here's a drive by Huelskamp in the lane. On the weave to Wyatt Bensman. Bensman picked up 25 feet away by Ryan Luttmer. Very good senior guard, 6-footer. He likes to pop the three and play scrappy, hard-nosed defense for St. Henry. Brodman's got the ball deep in the right corner. Brodman picked up by Zach Niekamp. Now Huelskamp. Now Bensman. He's on the arc. Deep right corner, Huelskamp. He played 50 seconds. No shot taken yet. Here's Cathcart inside the arc. Right flank. Jumpers away. Short, no good. Rebound by St. Henry. Ryan Breening, 5'9", senior guard, mans the point. Throws it down inside to Devin Huelskamp. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Luttmer. He launches a triple. It skims off the iron, no good, out of bounds in the corner, and Anna will bring it up. Well, I know the Anna Rockets practiced yesterday, as did the Anna girls, which gave Fort Loramie a scare on Thursday night. Fort Loramie girls won that game, but here's Bensman, gets a feed. Backboard, rim, no good. Rebound, St. Henry. Still scoreless. We played 90 seconds. Zipping up the floor goes Breening. Head of the key. It's Schlarman. And Schlarman darts down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Anna gets over late. Blocking
wow.
Foul against the Rockets. Could have been a charge on Schlarman.
Well, the reason I would say it was on Schlarman is because he took his arm and extended it and knocked him to the ground. Tyler, that's usually automatic.
Yes, Schlarman, a 6-foot senior. He can be a very physical player. There he catches the inbounds pass in the paint, and with his left hand, he slops it in, a 7-footer. Threw it up there, down around his midsection, got the roll, and was hacked on the arm as he released it. He's at the stripe for a 3-point chance.
He's a big, solid kid.
So it's Curtis Ulanake, Zach Neek, Huelskamp, and Tyler Schlarman on the floor for St. Henry. Or I should say Ryan Breening out there for Curtis Ulanake. Free throw Schlarman is dead on the money.
And Bixler just came into the game for Cathcart.
Bixler for Cathcart for Anna. The Rockets give up a little size, but a lot of heart and grit displayed by Bixler all year long. Here's a bad pass by Anna, picked off by Schlarman, and Schlarman hustles the other way for St. Henry, and he makes a good hard driving layup with the left hand. 5-0 Redskins. We played 2 minutes 10 seconds. Hillscamp to Bixler on the right wing. Bixler at the elbow. Gives it up out back to Dosik, who fakes left, goes right, and he dragged the pivot foot. He walked. Anna a bit sluggish, unsure of itself here at the start of this game. Of course, Anna already owns a whopping victory here over Midwest Athletic Conference foe Minster, a game we covered. And Anna dominated that game from start to finish.
Well, and they came awfully close to beating Versailles here, too.
It sure did. That was a thriller, 67-65. Arnes' buzzer beater just behind the foul line was the difference. Here's a long three-point shot by St. Henry's Ryan Breening. It is no good off the flange. Rebound, Anna. Long pitch down the court to Bixler. Bixler powers his way into the lane against Zach Niekamp, who's about 3 inches taller. But Bart can't get the shot to go, but he draws a two-shot foul as he suspended himself for an instant and drew contact. 5-0 St. Henry. Free throw by Bixler, good. He's as pretty a free throw shooter as you will see in the area.
No wasted motion. I like to see that.
I can recall seeing him sink one foul shot after another last year on the Anna JV team. 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Anna without a field goal. Bixler's foul shot, the first point. Both of them right on the button. And it's 5-2 St. Henry leads. Ball being walked up the far side of the floor. Three-quarter court pressure by Anna. Parker Link into the game, a 5'8 senior, 5 points per contest. Deep right corner, three ball by Schlarman for St. Henry. Bullseye, he's got it.
He's got all 8 of them.
8 points for St. Henry, and as Chuck noted, 8 for Schlarman. He's got nearly half his average already. Spin move by Benzman at the elbow on the right. Gives it up to Brodman straight away. Here's a drive in from the left corner. Goes Hillscamp across the bottom of the key to Bixler. Off to Dosik. He lost it. But then Hillscamp follows alertly and sticks it in. 8-4 in favor of St. Henry. Crossover dribble between the rings by Luttner. Outside the arc on the right, Ulanek. Now Schlarman. Benzman guards him loosely. Here's Schlarman behind the foul line 2 or 3 steps. And he fades and misses off to the right. No good. Rebound, Anna, quickly down the floor, Hillscamp to Bixler in the right corner. Bixler around 2 men, a runner, overshoots. It's volleyballed off the backboard by Dosik into the hands of St. Henry. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's a quick trigger, a 3-ball, right wing by Curtis Ulanek. Missed it off the back iron. Rebound down to Anna. Quickly left corner, it is Hillscamp. Hits a cutter, Brodman, busted up by St. Henry. Could have been a foul called on Ulanek, no whistle. Here comes Schlarman zipping down the floor, cuts into the lane, leaves it to Ulanek for a 3-try, no, short, rebound Anna. Long lead pass intended for Brodman, might have been touched last by him, and it goes out of bounds. St. Henry got a fingertip on it, then did Brodman. Turnovers early for Anna.
4 turnovers in 4 minutes.
3 minutes, 28 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. St. Henry 8, Anna 4. Sometime Saturday night, interconference games, non-league affairs, don't bring out the best in you, at least at the outset of the game. Here's a cut beneath the basket by Devin Hillscamp of St. Henry. The screen was whipped, a good pass from Schlarman, up and walked. Substitution for Anna. Mason Clatfoot, 6-foot senior, is in. Hillscamp gets a breather. Each team has played 7 or 8 young men so far. 5 minutes gone, first quarter, 8-4. St. Henry, only 1 bucket from the floor by Anna. Left side, Benzman around his man. Pulls up 7 feet away, draws contact, and sinks the shot off the backboard. Nicely done by Wyatt Benzman. He drew the foul for Devin Hillscamp. Wyatt knew he was going to get contact and was able to suspend himself and bank it home, and he's at the stripe, a chance to make it 8-7. Anna now within two with 2:56 left here in the first quarter. Benjamin swishes the foul shot. He and Bixler all net on three throws by that duo. 2:50 left to go in the first quarter. Anna creeps within 1-8-7. Right side of the floor, Luttmer gives it up on top to Parker Link. Dribble drive outside the lane on the right. Out back to Luttmer. Here's a three-point shot straight on, launched by Parker Link. Hit the backboard, the rim no good. Rebound, Anna, foul over the back against St. Henry. Committed by Devin Hillskamp, the 6'2 senior. Anna now with an opportunity to take the lead. Having trailed 8-2 a couple minutes ago, Bixler, top of the circle, Platfoot, back to Bart Bixler, who signals a play. Screen set, Bedosik. Here's Bixler on the drive, all the way to the rack, up and in, off the window. And St. Henry needs a timeout. Good streak put together by Anna. Seven unanswered. Rockets lead 9-8. 2:16 left in the first. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Here's a travel against St. Henry after the timeout. Not a good beginning for the Redskins, who turn it over. 7-0 Anna, Chuck, in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, they've started playing a little bit. They're a little tight to start the game, I think.
Up over the timeline, it's Bixler. Hand off to Platfoot. High screen, Bedosik. Benzman cuts toward the rim from the corner. Ball not fed to him. Now here's Platfoot, 25 feet away. Way outside. Long one. It is no good. Off the heel. Long rebound, though, collected by Cathcart of Anna. Austin Foat now in for the home team. Foat, a 6'3 senior. He can line it up behind the arc as well. Foat's got it deep in the left corner. Now to Benzman with a minute 28 left in the first. Screen set by Dosik. Benzman drives. Ball fed to Bixler. Straight away, Foat. Shot fake. Barges down the lane all the way to the rim. Too hard. Rebound, Schlarman. Two-on-two break. St. Henry Schlarman's got to be slowed down. He's not. Takes it to the basket. Shovels it with the left. High off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Anna. Bixler all the way. Down the floor, Bart Bixler. Up and in. What a play by Bart.
He is a spark plug. He's come in off the bench, and he's got six.
I said to his dad, the superintendent of schools here at Anna, just the other night, we love watching Bart play. His son, he's like the Energizer Bunny.
Absolutely.
Motor constantly runs. He never quits. 11-8 Anna. Three try. Luttmer, right side of the floor. Redskins. Bullseye. He's got it. We're tied at 11. Boy, you don't want to let him go unspied, because if Luttmer gets untracked, he can knock down four or five for St. Henry. Very streaky. Tied up at 11 now, 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Bixler, deep right corner, Benzman, double screen for him. Wyatt lets it fly. It hit the back iron, kicked away. Weak side rebound, Dosik of Anna. He's called for a shove-off. And the Rocket crowd disagrees with the call. Didn't look like there was...
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it looked like it was fairly insignificant. 14.2 left in the first period. St. Henry throws it in. In backcourt on the bounce, it's Ryan Breening, picked up by Bixler. With eight to go, Breening still 30 feet away. High dribble, throws to Luttmer with three left. Here's a backdoor cut, good feed, and the player for St. Henry takes it to the rim. Foul at the basket. Zach Niekamp drove it, And I think he's going to get two shots with both teams at their benches in the first quarter over. Yep. Well done execution by St. Henry to warrant the two free throws. The shot is away, short, no good, as Zach Niekamp pulled the string on it. Still stuck at 11 each. Second shot, Niekamp. It is in, and the first quarter concludes. St. Henry 12, Anna 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. And as we noted earlier, tomorrow we've got boys action for you from the Fly into the Hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tip-off 1:15 on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pre-game at 1. Sydney and Versailles should be quite a game. A couple of outstanding scores. Andre Gordon for Sydney and Justin Arns for Versailles. They lock horns tomorrow. We've got the play-by-play in color for you. St. Henry starts the second quarter. A feed to the post. Schlarman's got it. 8 feet away, back to the basket. And we had a reach-in foul against Anna. And the Rockets have committed 5, St. Henry 3. Redskins lead by a point, 12-11. Pass into the right corner by St. Henry. Poked out of bounds by Blackfoot of the Rockets. Anna has not beaten St. Henry since this short-lived rivalry of 5 years began several seasons ago, 5-0 in favor of the red and white. Last two seasons, close games. Here's a shot thrown up toward the backboard, 21 feet away by Schlarman. He started up in the air, came down. He thought he might get contact, Chuck, so he heaved it, line drive style. Ball never got 6 feet off the floor. He was bumped, and I guess that was the proper call.
Well, I think he created the contact. He leaned into Benzman. I'm not sure you don't just let that one go, but, hey, he's shooting free throws. He made the first one.
I guess you determine it was a pass or a shot, although it looked much more like a pass.
He did a nice job of getting the ball up to the rim. I will give him that.
Yeah, he sold it. He made the first free throw, missed the second. Long rebound, though, St. Henry. Lutmer tries a trifecta, deep right corner. It banged off the iron, no good. Long rebound, a push off against the visiting team, St. Henry.
I think that is what they refer to as a makeup call.
We may have had a couple of those already.
Well, you know, you got three guys out there in striped shirts, and they are human beings. That's, if they weren't, they'd be better.
7 minutes, 23 seconds to go here in the second quarter. St. Henry 13, Anna 11. And you're right, Chuck, this is not a conference game. Anna plays in the Shelby County League, St. Henry in the Midwest Athletic Conference. But this is a resume builder come tournament draw time.
It is, and also, I mean, these two conferences have, you know, such pride that they want to win the battle of the two leagues.
Oh, yeah, you can bet the league teams from the MAC and the Shelby County League keep track of meetings that pit foes from each league and conference against each other. Well, Anna turned it over at midcourt after the foul on St. Henry. And then a very nice jump shot, a leaner from 10 feet by Zach Niekamp of St. Henry to give the Redskins a four-point lead back. But, wow, what a dish. Riley Hulskamp spots Drew Brodman, twisting open in the lane, hit him with a bullet pass, and Brodman dropped it in. Here is St. Henry attacking. Schlarman hits a teammate down inside. Breeding got the 2 points for the Redskins. Good assist by Schlarman. Scoring pace picks up. 17-13 St. Henry. Here's the ball fed to Brodman by Foat. Foat, low post right, dish to Brodman, knifing his way down the lane, and a slapping foul called against St. Henry. Common. Anna will throw in baseline left. 6:21 to go, second quarter, 17-13 in favor of St. Henry. Don't have quite the noise or fans in here tonight that we had for Anna Versailles.
No, that was one heck of a crowd.
That was a rowdy, raucous one that night, filled to capacity. Here's Anna, little pick and roll, 20 feet away. Wild pass goes out of bounds. Rockets, what, 7 or 8 turnovers so
far? That's 5.
5. Seems like more.
Yeah.
Here's St. Henry dribbling up over the timeline. Here's a deep three by Schlarman, way outside, 26-footer. It hit the heel, long rebound. Bensman garners for Anna. He sprints down the floor, all the way into the lane. St. Henry trails him from the backside and fouls.
It's one more common, so the next time both teams will be shooting a one-on-one now.
Yep, 16 fouls each way. Anna will inbound left of the basket. Everybody for St. Henry is given the license by Coach Rosenbeck to shoot the three whenever they've got a slither of an opening to do it. Here's a bad pass by Anna, baseline right. Hillskamp tries to save and flick it back in bounds, and it goes into the St. Henry bench. And that 6 turnovers by the Rockets have been a bit sloppy here in the first half. Parker Link down the floor for St. Henry. Boy, you can bet both the Rockets and Redskins were fired up for that meeting last night at Fort Loramie, which did not happen. Schlarman bowls his way into the lane around Bensman. Couldn't get it to go. Stick back, no. Another rebound by Schlarman. Swish on the fadeaway 7-footer. And Anna needs a timeout. A spurt by the Redskins. And Schlarman have put them on top by 6, 19-13, 5 to play in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Oh, the pork chop special tonight at Brookins. And Carl Arnes, and we need to update our commercial because Carl is the brand new owner of Brookins.
Good for Carl. He's such a good guy.
The Barhorst did a tremendous job for 12 years. Joyce and her husband, they were outstanding. They turned over the reins to Carl Arnes, and we got to drop in and say hello to Carl early on here in 2018.
I'll go eat the chicken. Their chicken is the best.
Here is St. Henry with the basketball after Anna threw it away following the timeout. Good post-up move on the inside. Fine twisting turnaround shot by Devin Hillskamp. He started with his back to the basket and maneuvered for the two-pointer. St. Henry doing a better job here tonight, Chuck, than it did against Fort Loramie, getting the ball in the paint area.
Yeah, no doubt. They've opened up an 8-point lead.
21-13, Anna. Quick trigger, right side of the floor. Wyatt Bensman short. Rebound, St. Henry. Outside the arc on the left is Curtis Ulanen. To Schlarman, near side with the screen. That shot's crooked. We can tell when it left his hands. Rebound, though, by St. Henry. Then a big-time walk committed by Ethan Tiemann. He's in the game now, 5'11 junior. We see several line changes from both teams. St. Henry, I think, has played, 10 players, 10 different ones so far.
Yeah, they've played a lot. I'm looking down the bench. The one that we haven't seen is Cathcart. Well, there, okay, he is back out there now. He didn't play much in the first and second quarter.
And he's an important cog for Anna. He's got to score 10 or 11 points. Here's a bad pass by Anna, steal by St. Henry, then thrown away right to Yuleskamp. Riley Yuleskamp gets the gimme for the Rockets. A big bucket. Anna hadn't scored in nearly 3 minutes. 21-15, St. Henry. Here's Schlarman, shake and bake move, top of the circle, and he moved that pivot foot.
Too much shake, not enough bake.
6-point lead, St. Henry, 21-15. Chuck, how tough is it to get back up for a foe like St. Henry after you were scheduled to play Fort Loramie with the Shelby County League lead on the line the night before and have that game wiped off the map because of weather? Then you come back for a non-league contest. Are you having a little difficulty getting the motor running full throttle?
That's disappointing. And the other thing is you just spent 4 days practicing what you're going to run, and then you had a walkthrough today for St. Henry. So
yeah,
that's
go.
A difference also.
Yep, that's very well said. Deep right corner, St. Henry with the ball. It is Thiemann. Gives it up between the rings to Parker Link. Now Thiemann steps into a three, drains it, a long one, whistle blew before he delivered the shot, and away from the action, Redskins set a moving screen and no field goal.
They called it on Breening, and that's his second.
21-15, St. Henry leads by 6, 3:04 left here in the second quarter. How many points for Wyatt Benjamin?
Benjamin has 3.
He is 17 below his per-game average. Near side pass, Cathcart for Anna, gives it up to Riley Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp, 25 feet out, out of Benjamin. Wyatt fakes right, goes left. Boy, he's shaded by two players whenever he starts to make a move toward the rim. Good drive by Benjamin, handoff in the lane to Cathcart, up and in, and a foul. Strong move by Cathcart. The short J crawled over the front of the iron, and as it was slithering down through the net, the whistle sounded. Foul, St. Henry. Shot counts. 21-17. Free throw, Cathcart on the way. Got it. 21-18. St. Henry's lead shrivels to 2.
Well, you talked before the game how they were going to be physical with Wyatt Benjamin, and Ryan Luttmer is the one guarding him, and he is really not allowing him to get to his scoring spots.
Chuck, I thought I said the basket made it 21. Is that correct? 21-19?
2, 4, 6, 7. That should be 18.
I'm confused. Scoreboard's wrong. Deep three, Luttmer. Right side of the floor, St. Henry. And rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Schlarman, no. Stick back again. Yes, by Schlarman of St. Henry. Boy, he's been a monster on the glass. 23-19, the scoreboard says. And I think it's an error.
They're going to correct it.
It was 23-7 or 21-17 in the make by Cathcart. He nailed the three-point play at the free throw line to make it 21-17.
Yeah, they corrected it.
And then St. Henry counter with a two.
Rodman just slid his pivot foot trying to make a pass across the lane, and they called it. That's a 10th turnover now on the Rockets.
Another floor error by the home team. 23-18 is indeed the correct score. It mistakenly read 19 for about three-quarters of a minute. Minute 50 left to go in the first half. St. Henry in the lead by 5. Schlarman's got the ball deep in the right corner. Here's a step-back three over Benjamin. Short, no good. Fine defense by Benjamin. Offensive rebound, though, by St. Henry. Up and good. Devin Hillskamp got it. Redskins, they've gotten too many second opportunities. Here's Blackfoot, 25 feet away for Anna. Minute 26 to go in the half. St. Henry back up by 7. It's been as many as 8. 21-13 was the biggest lead. Here's Folk. Here's Blackfoot. Dives into the lane. Probes the middle. A runner. Too hard. Rebound, St. Henry. In backcourt, it is Parker Link. Up the right side to Ulanek. Back to Link. Baseline right. Shoots a pass to Luttmer. On top to Schlarman. Got away
nice
with a walk.
Pass.
Man wide open. Good feed to Devin Hillskamp. He's living in the lane. He's the beneficiary of some nice assists from teammates. The lead for St. Henry is 9. Anna bolts down the floor in traffic in the lane. And a hacking foul called against St. Henry, sending Bart Bixler to the stripe. 1-1 for Anna. Well, you can bet Nate Barhorst will give his players the ear at the halftime intermission.
No doubt about it. I mean, you got the wrong people. They're not being patient, and the wrong people are shooting the ball right now.
Bixler short of the foul shot. Strong offensive rebound, though, by Fote. Back out to Bensman. Anna needs a couple hoops closing out the second quarter. St. Henry has out-hustled, out-fought, and out-shot Anna in this game so far. A shove against St. Henry away from the basketball, and the Rockets will toe the free throw line again in the person of Mark Bixler, who just missed the front end of a 1-1.
Double bonus now.
That is 10 on St. Henry. Bixler trying to cash in here. And he misses his second straight. Free throw number two up and coming for Mark Bixler. 41.5 to go second quarter. St. Henry 27 and 18. Rockets are playing just like they had been looking forward to going up against Fort Loramie last night, and we're not looking forward to playing this game this evening, or at least so far.
Right. Well, as well as he shot the first two free throws, the last three that Bixler missed, those were all looked really bad. They didn't have a chance.
Nope, he missed again the second of two. That's three straight. Here's Schlarman firing a backdoor cut to Ulinek. Ulinek in the left corner now, turns and drains a long three ball. Wow, 12-point advantage in favor of St. Henry, 30-18. Schlarman fed Ulinek for the triple. Here's Bensman being bodied as he goes down the left side of the lane. Foul committed by St. Henry with 7.7 to go in the half. And Chuck right there is an example of what we've seen numerous times against Wyatt Bensman here in the first half. St. Henry roughing him up.
Very physical.
Redskins play 10 young men. They're spreading the fouls around. And they are giving Wyatt Bensman an elbow, a shoulder, a lot of hip. Whenever he enters the lane, free throw by Wyatt is good. Second shot also good, and it's 30-20 in favor of St. Henry. Redskins down the floor with five to play in the half. Number five, Schlarm has got the ball. Top of the circle, stolen away. Here's a long three try, but Blackfoot, 40-footer at the buzzer, no good. It hit the heel and bounced away. Boy, Anna would like to have seen that shot fall after the takeaway by Blackfoot, but it did not go in. St. Henry enjoyed a 12-point lead late in that second quarter. It's 10 at halftime, 30-20. St. Henry over Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight here at Anna, Rockets are sluggish. St. Henry Redskins 30, Anna 20 at the halftime break. Of course, Anna was to have played Fort Loramie last night. That game was weathered out. St. Henry was to play Minster last night. That game also postponed. I don't think anybody played in the Dayton area or in the upper Miami Valley last evening because of a bed of ice followed by snow. And Anna is not playing very well through two quarters in this game here this evening against St. Henry. Not like the Rockets' performance that we saw earlier this year against Versailles or Minster. They don't miss out on great savings at Goffney Furniture, high-quality furniture, priced just right to meet your budget. All the time, an array of new inventory coming in to Goffney Furniture to satisfy your furniture tastes. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture within your budget. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. That's Goffney Furniture. Coupons available at the website, goffenafurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our halftime report here at Anna, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. It's a poor game so far for the home team, the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, they're not playing very well right now. Quite honestly, they were 12 of 26 from the floor. St. Henry was 12 for 26, 46%. 3 of 13 shooting threes. And on the other hand, 7 of 17 from the floor. St. Henry got 9 more shots off than the Rockets did. 0 for 4 from behind the arc. Rebounding, 16 to 10 advantage to the Redskins. 8 to 2 on the offensive boards. 10 turnovers for the Rockets, only 5 for St. Henry. And you look at second half, their second chance points, you got a 10-point lead. You got 10 to 0 advantage on second chance points by the Redskins. There's your lead right there. Individual scoring for St. Henry, Schlarman had 13. Then they got Helskamp with 6. They got 5 from Lutman. They got 3 from Ulenake. 2 from Breening, and they got a free throw from Zach Niekamp. They scored 12 and 18, 30 for the first half. Anna, 6 points by Bart Bixler off the bench. Then they dropped down to Bensman with 5. They got 4 from Riley Huelskamp, 3 from Joel Cathcart, 2 from Brodman. They scored 11 and 9. 20 for a half is not going to get it done for the Rockets tonight.
No, Chuck, how do you figure? We talk about this in the pregame. Coldwater defeated Marion Local earlier this year. St. Henry owns a victory over Coldwater. Marion Local clobbered St. Henry. So that's one triangular, confusing, mixture of games. How about this one? The Anna Rockets, let's see, what was I going to say? Anna owns a victory over Marion Local. At Marion Local, St. Henry was blown out by Marion Local. And here tonight, St. Henry comfortably ahead of Anna by 10. You try to understand it, and you just about go insane trying to figure it out.
Well, I mean, and we talk about the fact that if the Redskins are really hitting threes, you could be in trouble.
Right.
They're not hitting threes. They're 3 of 13 shooting threes, but they are pounding them on the offensive boards, and they're getting second chance points. That's your 10-point lead right now. But you can't. There's matchup situations. There's all kinds of things that come into consideration in basketball games.
And this is not the same St. Henry team we saw get drubbed by Fort Loramie on a Saturday night a few weeks ago. This St. Henry team, as you said, is working the ball down inside, and that's where the bulk of the points are coming from. Normally, St. Henry is popping three after three after three, and that's where two-thirds of the Redskins' points are generated, not tonight.
Well, they've got 8 baskets they've assisted on, or they've got 12 baskets they've assisted on 8 of them.
There you go.
That is not your typical St. Henry line.
No, not at all. 30 to 20, St. Henry over Anna. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck here at Anna on scorersbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets trail the St. Henry Redskins 30-20. The third quarter starts in just a moment. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scorersbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal. LaCal promotes student academic success. On scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores 12 years ago. Tonight we honor Anna cheerleader Hannah Shoemaker, a junior. Her sister Rachel is a senior cheerleader. They are the daughters of Bill and Sherry. 3.8 GPA, outstanding grade point average for Hannah. She's active in Eco Warriors, SAD, French Club, track, also musicals at Anna High School. She's taken part in Fiddler on the Roof, and this spring she participates in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat based on the biblical story of Joseph. She's unsure about her college choice. She'd like to study elementary education or maybe the field of optometry. Hannah Shoemaker, cheerleader at Anna, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, from which we will hear at our first opportunity in the third quarter. We start the third period of play. Anna down by 10 with the ball. Just don't see the fire in the Rockets' eyes, Chuck, like we've seen in earlier games this season.
No, I think we're going to give a little bit of that to St. Henry, because yep. I think they came out really fired up.
A little different offensive set here for Anna starting the third quarter. Cathcart was on the perimeter. He exchanged spots with Wyatt Benzman, who went down low. Cathcart on a nice bounce pass to Wyatt. He was bumped from behind. And then Anna on the inbounds pass. Great feed. Wow, Hulskamp, a laser-like pass to the cutter Cathcart, who drops it in on the run.
That's a good start.
Fine beginning for Anna here, third quarter. 30-22, St. Henry's lead is 8. Deep on the right side of the floor, it's Devin Hulskamp for St. Henry. Now to Schlarman. Schlarman guarded by Benzman. Schlarman fakes left, goes right, spin move, fine D by Benzman. Schlarman goes up and under with the left hand, shot way short, strapped for the rebound, it's on the deck. It will be St. Henry possession, and Tyler Schlarman is teed up. He said something he shouldn't have.
Well, he got jumped on, so I understand his frustration, but you just got to keep your mouth shut. You can't say something to an official like that.
Exactly, and you know what, Chuck? The referee might have been closer to Tyler Schlarman than any other player on the floor.
Absolutely.
That
time. There was no way he wasn't going to hear it.
No. He could have had earmuffs on and still heard it. But Wyatt Benzman misses the first technical foul shot for Anna. 30-22, St. Henry by 8. 7:14 to be played here in the third quarter. Second shot, Benzman. It is good.
It's hard to stand out there with nobody on the free throw lane and make free throws.
Yeah.
It's psychological.
Right. I can understand that. I never made a one either way.
I think I made two free throws in my life at the end of a game to win a game, and it happened to be when I moved from Piqua to Belle Fountain, and we came back as a freshman and beat Piqua, and I made two free throws that won the game, and I always love that one.
Discussion here at the scores table about something. Anna Ball, side court. Anna's tallied the first 3 points of the second half, 30-23. St. Henry's lead is 7. Don't forget tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is Versailles, Sydney. Tip-off 1:15. We're online with the pregame on scoresbroadcast.com at 1 o'clock. We had hoped to bring you a game earlier today from Berlin Highland at the Country in the Classic Minster Girls against Division II Sheridan. It was postponed until tomorrow morning, and we are at the flying of the hoop, so we can't cover the Minster Girls tomorrow. We'll catch them on Thursday at home against the New Bremen Girls. Minster number 1 in the state, New Bremen Girls number 4. Well, Anna on the inbounds pass after the technical, a big field goal.
Yeah, Dosey got the ball, made a real nice up and under, laid it in for him. That was his first two. They need him to get going offensively,
and
too.
The Rockets have produced the first 5 points of the third quarter until this great drive. Wow, what a play by Thiemann. Ethan Thiemann took it from 25 feet away. He carved out space in the lane, probed the middle, and made a fine driving layup. And then Cathcart down low on the right for Anna has the ball pounded away from him, stripped, and St. Henry's got it. 7-point lead, St. Henry. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Top of the circle, Zach Niekamp. Left side, Thiemann. Thiemann for St. Henry. Here's a straightaway shot, but Zach Niekamp, bingo, it's a triple. He's got it. 35-25, and the 10-point lead for St. Henry, which the Redskins had at the half, has been restored. Here's Bedsman, power move to the rim, took the ball from the right flank, spun into the lane. He was darned and determined to get to the basket, and he drew a two-shot foul from Devin Hillskamp of St. Henry.
Well, he does this very well. He's only got one basket. Everything else comes from the free throw line.
Free throw is good by Bedsman. St. Henry has done as good a job on Bedsman as anybody has done all year long. That shot rimmed. It curled out of there. Bensman only 1 of 2 on that trip to the stripe. 35-26. St. Henry by 9. Bensman's got a couple games over 30 this year. And
he was a monster against them back before. Each one ended up with 2.
They won. St. Henry had been 9 with the ball, trying to push it to 11 or 12. Thiemann on top to Jelinek. Stepping right into the lap. Up. Arrow favors St. Henry. 5-9. 9-point lead, St. Henry. The center line into backcourt, and it's traced down by Ryan Luttmer. Hand off to Breening. And over guarding by Riley Hillskamp, 25 feet from the basket. Anna Rockets are not playing this game like it's a meaningful Shelby County League game. St. Henry, though, Chuck, is performing tonight like it's a MAC opponent, and it is a league contest.
Yep, there's a difference in intensity tonight. You can see it.
Yep. Anna still has 13 minutes to turn things around, but much more pep in the step of St. Henry here tonight. Ball inbounded to Schlarman. Straight away, Parker Link. Ball thrown to the cutter. Hillskamp dives in the lane. Leaves it out back for teammate Link. Good ball distribution. Bombs away by Link, dead center on the 23-footer. And the 12-point lead that St. Henry once had at 30-18 has returned. It's 38-26. Just under 5 to go in the third. Timeout. Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Anna Rockets possession to our left. Anna behind by a dozen. Anna had scored the first, 5 points to start the second half?
Yeah, they got it down to 5, and now it's back up to 12.
So in the last couple minutes, St. Henry has outscored Anna 81. Baseline left, Benzman. Top of the circle, Cathcart, who fakes left, goes right. Little give and go with Dosik. Dosik under the rim, shot no good. He's bodied and fouled, and he'll get two.
They said no shot.
Oh.
Wow. I don't know what he was doing if he wasn't shooting
it. Yeah, it sure looked like that foul was in the act of shooting. Unless the official determined for a fraction of a second, Dosik had both feet on the floor, was bumped, and then went directly up. Here's Benzman down inside for Anna, nowhere to go. Good defense by St. Henry. Benzman lost the ball, gave it right back to the Redskins. Here at midcourt, a shove off. Offensive foul. Parker Link used the left elbow to fend away Riley Uhlskamp of Anna. Five team fouls on St. Henry. Anna needs to continue to go right to the basket, get to the stripe in hopes of getting back into this game. Benzman almost walked. In fact, he might have dragged the foot. Gave it up to Brodman. Now to Riley Uhlskamp. Benzman on the weave, circles foul line, down inside to Brodman. He's got a St. Henry man on his hip, and he scores, and a foul call. That was good ball rotation. Benzman hit Brodman, low post left. He nailed the shot. Uhlenaker on the backside put the arm bar into the lower back of Brodman. Count the goal, foul shot by Brodman, good. And maybe that three-point play will get Anna started. Nine-point lead, St. Henry, 38-29. We played half the third quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by Anna. Quickly down the floor, Schlarman. He hands off to a teammate below the rim, caught by Hillskamp. Out back to the three-point gunner. A long one by Link, way overshoots. Weak side rebound into the lap of Benzman. Foul on Schlarman.
Yeah, Schlarman got a hand in from behind trying to tip the ball away, and a good call by the official. They're going to shoot 1-1.
How many fouls in Schlarman?
Let me find it.
He's got the technical.
Number five, that was his second.
So two fouls on Schlarman, both here in this quarter. And as we alluded just a moment ago, St. Henry had amassed 16 fouls. Wyatt Benzman garnered the defensive rebound seconds ago. Foul Schlarman, who walked to the other end. First free throw, Benzman, yes, and he cans the second one, too. 12-point St. Henry lead, now 7, 38-31, 3:45 to go, third quarter. Backcourt, Uhlenaek for St. Henry. Little give and go with teammate Parker Link. Handoff, right corner, triple, tried, Demon, short, no good. Rebound, Anna, run out down the floor to Bixler. Bixler to the rim with a left hand, a swat away by St. Henry. It goes out of bounds.
That was great hustle that time, and I didn't catch the number of the St. Henry young man, but what a great job of hustling and running the floor, not just giving up the free throw.
Timeout called by St. Henry. Chuck will keep it right here. Redskins with 3:30 left in the third. Lead Anna 38-31. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, has a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, offering ear piercing, watch battery replacement, watch link adjustment, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. Follow the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Anna with the ball, down 7. Left corner, Dosik backs his defender down, wheels and deals, and scores in the lane. Good move, Dosik. Anna trailing by just 5. 7 in a row by the Rockets, 38-33. Quickly down the floor, St. Henry. Schlarman tries to light it up from the left corner. No good. He hoisted a long one. Came up shy of the mark. Rebound, Anna. And the Rockets throw it away. Benzman for Uhlskamp behind him and out of bounds.
Just need to slow down a little bit. He did not need to make that pass. He tried to do a whirl. They played good defense on him. He just needs to slow himself down, find somebody to give the ball up to.
Yep. Just under three to play in the third quarter. Anna back within striking distance, 38-33 St. Henry. 25 feet out, it's Ryan Breening. Elbow in the left. It is Hillskamp. Good feed down low in the left to a teammate, Zach Niekamp, who rimmed the five-foot fadeaway. It came down to Anna on the rebound. St. Henry with a good chance, couldn't finish. Here's Riley Hillskamp at the foul line. Jumping, shooting for Anna. No good, off the heel. Long rebound to Schlarman of St. Henry. He bullies his way down the floor, top of the circle, whips it right side to Luttmer. Shot fake, navigates, and then a foul on Anna. Beautifully done by Ryan Luttmer of St. Henry.
Well, they closed out on him, and he didn't close down in a good athletic position, so he just put the ball on the floor, went around, and that was a nice drive by Luttmer.
Yep, in addition to Schlarman, you have to fear Luttmer and Ulanek on the arc for the St. Henry team. And when you play them honestly, shoulder to shoulder, behind the three-point line, all of them can put it on the deck and take it to the hoop, as Luttmer did just then. He canned the free throw, and it's an eight-point lead for St. Henry once again, 41-33. Left side of the floor, Benzman for Anna. Spin move at the elbow. Gave it up to Bixler. How many field goals for Wyatt Benzman? Still one?
Still got the one.
Wow. Baseline left, Brodman. Spin move, ducks under.
Wow.
Scores. He forced his way in. He uses bulk to his advantage. Good play by Brodman. A couple strong post-up moves by him here in the third quarter as he went around Ulanek on the last one. Six-point lead, Anna. Long three-point try, or I should say six-point lead, St. Henry. Luttmer can't connect. Rebound, Anna. Three-on-one break. Bixler to the rim. He's got it for Anna. Wow, lickety-split, three-on-one fast break by the Rockets, done to perfection. St. Henry's lead has been shaved to four, 41-37. A minute 11 to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt, it's Breening for St. Henry. Outside the arc, it is handed off to Hillskamp. Here's Schlarman over Benzman for three-point land. Bingo! He's got a long one. Well, Benzman dared him to shoot. Schlarman let it fly, and he poured it through. Seven-point lead for St. Henry. Here's Brodman going to work. Baseline left again. Dribbles around Zach Niekamp, in and out of the shot. Long rebound, Hillskamp. Anna overshoots everything, and St. Henry's got it with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Seven-point lead for St. Henry, which will play for one. They spread the floor. Ryan Breening, 30 feet away. Dribbles against Hillskamp, near side Luttmer. You can bet the ball will wind up in the hands of Luttmer or Schlarman with 4 or 5 seconds left. Schlarman takes it down the lane with 14 seconds to go. And look out, he barged right into an Anna player. Foul number three, a charge on Schlarman. That was ill-advised by the Redskins.
Well, yeah, for the simple fact that there's still 14 seconds. I don't mind him going to the basket, not with that much time left.
Right. Yep, St. Henry will pick up at midcourt. Anna's got an opportunity to trim this deficit down to five or maybe even four before the quarter's end. 11 to go. Bixler right side. Weaves 25 feet away to Flatfoot to Brodman. Uh-oh, he walked. It was called. St. Henry crowd made a little noise. Referee, I think, was going to whistle it anyway. He did. Belatedly, and with 5.2 remaining, St. Henry gets it back. Anna now, what, Chuck, 15 turnovers or so?
That's 14.
Dribbling hard, midcourt, Breening into the left corner, running one-hander for St. Henry at the buzzer, way short, and the third quarter finishes. St. Henry Redskins 44, Anna Rockets 37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on the phone in the Upper Miami Valley for high school sports tonight. An interleague game. St. Henry from the Midwest Athletic Conference, Anna from the Shelby County League. And the St. Henry Redskins own a 7-point cushion. We start the fourth quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Benzman. He can't shoot it. He's triple teamed. Finds Dosek for the layup. Neatly done by Benzman.
He did a great job of not charging because that was what was getting ready to happen.
Here's St. Henry in the half court. Here's a wild pass. Intercepted. Taken away by Platfoot. Ball was thrown right to him. Poor play by St. Henry. Anna within five. Here's a spin move outside the lane to the right. Great shot. In! What a play by Dosek of Anna. Dosek used that wiry length of his. Wow, that was some kind of maneuver. St. Henry's got to get a timeout. Coach Rosenbeck says, we've got to talk. Anna's within three. 7:13 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Big shout-outs here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of Rushi sponsors. We thank Ken Francis, staff and associates, so much at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And a lot of gratitude sent to Doug Borchers, staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Thank you, folks, very much. Without your assistance, we could not bring you high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Well, after the timeout, Schlarman pumped up a quick three for St. Henry. It was way short. It hit the rim, bounded high in the air off the backboard. Anna got the weak side rebound. And down by three, the Rockets now a chance to pull even. 44-41, St. Henry. Here's an errant pass into the middle, stolen by Schlarman. Two-on-one break, all the way to the rack. He's got it. Excellent play by Tyler Schlarman of St. Henry. 5-point edge for the Redskins. 6:20 to go here in the fourth.
Well, St. Henry came out in a 2-3, a good defensive change, and Anna didn't recognize, turned the ball over the last time down.
Oh, wide open player, Anna, foul line. Good look for Platfoot. It lipped the rim. It was down below the iron and snapped out somehow, some way, and the rebound came off to St. Henry. Boy, Chuck, you were just about ready to write that down for Platfoot, weren't you?
I had about halfway in.
Here's Schlarman, top of the circle for St. Henry. One-on-one against Benzman. Blocked by Benzman. And then touched last by Benzman. Goes out of bounds. Yep, the Schlarman-Benzman duel so far tonight has been won by Tyler, right?
18-9.
And in order for Anna to overtake St. Henry here in the last 5:46 of this game, Wyatt Benzman has got to score. Doesn't need to get 20, but he's got to get 15, 16 points before this game is over. Great inbounds play by St. Henry from underneath the basket. Ball was lobbed into the paint.
Into Niekamp, Zach Niekamp.
Good catch and shot by Zach Niekamp. Here's Brodman, baseline left for Anna. Nearly walked below the rim and then made an errant pass right to a Redskin player. St. Henry up seven. They speed into the forecourt, driving down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rim. Shot flipped up, no good by Niekamp. Here's Anna back the other direction. Long heave to Benzman, and he gets a shove in the back as he darts toward the basket. Frenzied pace here in the last 20 seconds. Benzman to shoot two free throws for the Rockets. Wyatt's got, what, just a couple field goals? That's it? One basket. Free throw good for Benzman. He's now at 10 points thanks to free throws. 48-42, St. Henry up six. Next shot, Wyatt Benzman flexes the knees. Good again. 48-43, St. Henry. The lead is 5 for St. Henry, which comes down the floor. Far left side of the floor, it's Breening. Hooks a pass near side. It's high. It's off the fingertips of the leaping Redskin player. Zach Niekamp couldn't pull it down. Ball went right into the lap of Coach Rosenbeck, and now the ball comes back to Anna. Trailing by 5 points with still 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Benzman at midcourt. Hand off to Riley Uelskamp. Uelskamp on the bounce. He points. Bixler sets a screen. Uelskamp back to Bixler between circles. Bixler fakes right, goes left. Pulls up on the arc. Now straight away, Cathcart. They clear out for Benzman in the right corner. He can't drive. Benzman gave it up, got it back. Shot the three hard. Good, strong rebound by Schlarman of St. Henry. Boy, he's done it all tonight.
Schlarman has been as good tonight as I think he was bad against Fort Loring when we saw him.
Uh-huh. I'd agree with you. 4:18 to go, fourth quarter. St. Henry still controls a 5-point lead. Schlarman in the post, backs Benzman down, muscles toward the rim, and a weak side block on the play by Dosik. St. Henry gets it back. Thiemann for three. Swish! That's a big goal right there. Yep, we had a spread floor after the block shot by Anna. Nobody found Thiemann. He knocked it down, and Thiemann's shot gives St. Henry an 8-point lead. Timeout, Anna, 4 to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Anna Rockets had a slim 1-point lead for a brief 20 seconds late in that first quarter. Other than that, St. Henry has been out front this entire game.
Well, Anna keeps coming back, getting it down to 5, getting it down to 3 a couple of times, but they can't get over the hump.
Oh, here is a steal by Schlarman. He ripped it away from Riley Uelskamp. Schlarman powers to the rim, off-balance shot. He held the ball in the right hand, back away from the defender, Benzman. Drew the contact, was able to flick the shot toward the iron, didn't get it to go, but he attracted the two-shot foul. Yep, Schlarman came up with a nifty theft. Last Anna possession is awarded 2 free throws. Schlarman's been strong in the glass. He has defended Wyatt Benzman extremely well, been very physical with him. We knew that would happen. We talked about that in the pregame. And Schlarman drains both free throws, and it's a 10-point contest again, 53-43, 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna now is in serious trouble. Uelskamp has it in the corner, gives it to Plattbook. On a weave to Benzman. Here's a runner, a teardrop in front. Got it. Nice play by Benzman, only his second fielder of this game. 53-45, St. Henry, 3:17 left. And trailing the dribbler at midcourt is Riley Uelskamp of Anna, and he fouls the St. Henry player, Ryan Breening. St. Henry has committed 9 fouls in this half. Redskins have committed more fouls than Anna tonight in this game, but St. Henry utilizes at least 10 young men. Schlarman probably gobbles up the most minutes. Luttmer second. Oh, here's an outstanding fadeaway in the paint. Good by Zach Niekamp. Pretty shot. Caught it in the post. Leaned back up over the top of Dosik and poured it through. 55-45 in favor of St. Henry. There's a long triple try by Cathcart of the Rockets. It rimmed no good. Left-handed rebound shot. Missed by Uelskamp. Tie up on the rebound. Maybe a foul. Whistles blow. Let's see. And the referees call it a jump.
And it was two Anna players that had the ball.
Yeah. Could have been maybe a travel on the home team.
It should have been. Yeah. When you have two players on the ball like that, it's supposed to be a travel. So the correct team got the ball, but it was not a held ball.
St. Henry possession with 2:46 to go here in the fourth quarter. And having amassed a 10-point lead again, the Redskins are in business. And some lights went out here at the Anna Gym over a section of the stands on this side. Here's St. Henry dribbling at midcourt, and what's been called offensive foul. That's a break for Anna. St. Henry had an empty possession, not a shot taken. Anna gets it back, and needless to say, Chuck, the Rockets need a few three-pointers down the stretch, I think.
That was the fourth team. They were the fourth foul on Schlarman, but with 2:30 to go, yep. I don't think you're going to see him sit down.
Right. Here's Benzman in the post, spinning, turning, scoring, and he's called for a walk. And that was, marginal. I really didn't see it. He made a spin move in the paint. Looked like he did a full 360. I guess it's tough to do a full 360 without picking up both feet.
I can't even do it sitting on the couch.
He made the shot, but it's negated. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that was a big, big turnaround.
And here's St. Henry spreading the floor. Reverse layup. Luttmer missed it. Rebound Anna. Rockets throw it 60 feet right to a Redskin. Down the floor to Sherman. A triple. Good from the corner. And that'll do it. 58-45 in favor of St. Henry with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Baseline right, little seven-footer, up and in by Cathcart for Anna as he shot that one right down through over top of Zach Niekamp. Anna gets a timeout, down 11 with a minute 57 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, with a high school basketball schedule of 22 games, you are going to have off nights. They often occur, non-league games on a Saturday. St. Henry had one earlier this year. We saw it when Fort Loramie went to St. Henry. That was a 20-point game. Right now, a 13-point game here at Anna. Redskins lead, it's an 11-point game after the two-pointer by Cathcart before the Anna timeout. 58-47. Minute 49 remaining. We have a wild pass at midcourt by St. Henry. Off the hands of a white shirt and a red shirt. Ruled a jump. Give it to Anna.
It was actually off the foot of Cathcart, but neither official saw it.
Here's Benzman, left corner, baseline J. 16-footer, way short. Strong rebound pulled down by St. Henry. yanked off the glass by Zach Niekamp, and he spins around, throws his shoulder into it. Anna player is in his way. Foul called on Anna. That might have been the proper call, as the St. Henry man was not given the space to bring the ball back down to the floor. So St. Henry up 11 will bring it up the court. Full court pressure by Anna. Inbounded 70 feet away to Lechmer. Juleskamp hounds him and fouls him with a minute 37 to go. Chuck, St. Henry, a big time off night against Fort Loramie, a Saturday night non-league game. We covered it. We saw it. St. Henry was still smarting.
They had a lost weekend, for
yeah,
sure.
They were drubbed, the Redskins were, the night before by Marion Local, 77-40. Played no better the next night against Fort Loramie. Anna was looking forward to playing Fort Loramie last night. Didn't happen. It was postponed. And St. Henry, you might say, has taken out on Anna that loss at home to Fort Loramie. And the Redskins are whipping up on the Shelby County League here tonight, ahead by 11, 58-47, a minute 37 to go in the fourth. Anna shooting free throws at the moment in the person of Griffin Dosek. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, as Dosek pulls the string in the free throw. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. One free throw made, one missed, but Dosek, St. Henry to midcourt, steal on the play by Platfoot of Anna, down the floor to a teammate, a hard drive to the rim by Riley Juleskamp, and he's belted from the backside. Well, it's a 10-point game, 58-48. Rockets at the stripe with the clock stopped. Platfoot made one of two last trip there. Free throw by Juleskamp is up and in, 58-49. Anna's deficit is 9. It was 13 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth, 58-45. That was the biggest spread in the game. Free throw lips the rim. Anna has not shot fouls well enough either in this game.
No.
Rockets haven't done much very good. Here is St. Henry against pressure. A long forward pass down the floor, caught on the dead run by Devin Hillskamp as he barrels toward the basket. He's tripped up on the play by Anna while shooting. Two free throws for Hillskamp. 9-point game, 58-49, 1:18 to go in the fourth. Anna's missed, what, 8 free throws?
7, 15-22.
15-22. Shot no good by Hillskamp. Boy, you get 22 free throws, Chuck, and you've only scored 49 points. You're lacking on offense big time.
Yeah, and St. Henry, that was their 9th and 10th free throws of the game.
Yeah, Anna with a dozen more free throws, but down 10 after St. Henry split 2 at the stripe. Here's a baseline left-handed drive, but Bixler no good. Strong offensive rebound by Dosek up and in. 59-51, a minute to go. St. Henry by 8. Redskins in backcourt. Schlarman's got it. 10-second count is on. Overhanded heave up the floor to Zach Niekamp. Out on the arc to Thiemann. Foul down inside by Dosek of Anna with 52.2 to go. Yeah, 22 free throws tried by the Rockets. Only half that many by St. Henry. Yet the lead was 13 a minute ago. It's now 8. St. Henry tries to stretch it back to 10. Foul shot missed badly, though, by Zach Niekamp. And St. Henry unwisely guilty of fouling over the shoulder on the rebound. Two free throws for Anna to trim it to 6.
Well, the only way you can lose this basketball game if you're St. Henry is to allow Anna to score points with the clock stop.
Yep. Redskins continue to give Anna gifts at the line. Can the Rockets take advantage? Wow. That free throw by Dosek did not touch the rim. Barely hit the bottom of the net. It went about, what, 13 and a half feet?
Yep.
Second one, swish. Yep. Anna split its last 6 free throws. And the Rockets simply have not had the energy tonight for whatever reason. St. Henry has. 7-point lead Redskins. Steal by Anna. Long three ball. Cathcart. Got it. Oh, an amazing turnaround. We've still got 43.4 to go. And it's a 4-point game, amazingly. St. Henry has frittered away a 13-point lead. They've lost 9 points off the lead in the last 1:17.
Well, yeah, and that was a big shot right there. I'll tell you what, getting the ball. And Bixler, what a hustle play to be able to save that thing in the corner and get the ball out to Cathcart.
What's the best word to describe St. Henry's play, Chuck? In the last minute or two, it's been worse than careless.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is not lose the game now. You start playing tight.
Exactly. Now, Anna's got a chance. St. Henry may have to cooperate by missing free throws. Anna can foul once more, and it's the 1-on-1. Then after that, it's the two-shotter. 10 team fouls so far on St. Henry, 8 on Anna. Who would have thought that at 58-45, with 2 minutes to go, this would be a 4-point game with still over 40 seconds remaining.
Well, they can't allow. I mean, it's 43 seconds. That was Anna's last timeout, by the way. So they need to face guard here. If they get the ball in, you got a foul.
Here's Demon inbounding for St. Henry. Almost stolen by Anna in backcourt. Demon threw it in, got it back. Anna chasing, foul, Hulskamp, 80 feet from the rim. And this is another 1-and-1 try coming up here for St. Henry. Full timeout coming for the Anna Rockets. Or is that St. Henry timeout?
30-second timeout, yeah. By the
half minute Redskins. Timeout for St. Henry. Gives us an opportunity to let you know all about our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney and Troy in Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? St. Henry got it inbounds and zipped down the floor in a hurry. Schlarman in the left corner goes cross court to Tiemann. 30.9 left and a foul called against Anna. As able to get nearly 15 seconds off the clock on that possession, and that was key, those 15 seconds.
Well, the Rockets sold out on the inbound, tried to steal, and then it was 5-on-4 until Cathcart could get back in. Heck of an effort by Joel.
Free throw by Tiemann is good. Big 1-and-1, and Tiemann earns the bonus, does Tiemann of St. Henry. Big shot there. It's now a 5-point game. He'd like to inch it back out to 6. That would require 2 threes from Anna to draw even. Tiemann drops his knees and lifts the rim of the foul shot. Rebound Benzman. Benzman hustles into the forecourt. Cathcart's got it in the right corner. Here's a baseline drive. Up and in! And he's fouled. St. Henry got there late. 3-point chance for Cathcart. And holy smokes, Chuck. 60-57. St. Henry, but 3. Cathcart can make it a 2-point contest.
It's a shame, but a lot of the fans on the Anna side left.
And Cathcart did not connect on the free throw. He missed it badly. It was off to the left. Rebound St. Henry. Foul Anna. 2 shots for St. Henry. It was Schlarman who went up strong for the board. He yanked it down. Wow. Yep, that free throw was huge because that would have sliced it to 2. If St. Henry makes 1 of 2 free throws, Anna's got the ball at the end of the game with a chance to make a 3 to tie it. But Schlarman obliges, the 1st of 2, no good. 23.1 to go. Anna down 3. Schlarman again, in and out, no good. Anna can tie with a 3. Up the floor, Hulskamp. He launches. It hits the rim and then goes over the backboard. And I don't know that with 16.3 to go, Chuck.
It was unnecessary to take that shot by someone who's not a real good three-point shooter.
Exactly. It's got to be Benzman or Dosik or Cathcart. Here is St. Henry with 15 to play in backcourt. Foul committed by Anna. 60-57. Rockets down three. 14.9 to go. Well, in print or in the online media tomorrow morning, this is going to look like a close finish when, in fact, St. Henry simply gave away almost all of a 13-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Right. And I mean, Anna has done a great job. You need to get the ball to Cathcart. You need to get the ball to Bixley there.
Here's the free throw by St. Henry. It's a clutch shot by Curtis Julenake, and it's in. And it's 61-57, St. Henry by four, with 14.9 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna simply dug far too deep of a hole and really didn't make a contested rally until the final 2 minutes of this game, and it simply might not be enough and far too late. Both free throws good, but St. Henry, 62-57. Redskins lead by five, 14 seconds left. Here's Benzman down the floor for Anna. Pulls up top of the circle, jump, shoots, makes it. He was inside the arc, or was he?
No, it was a three.
It was ruled a three. And here is St. Henry trying to get the ball inbounds, and they can't do it. Timeout called by the Redskins. A full, wow, they got it in the nick of time. I think we were at 3.5, maybe 4 seconds in the count. Benzman with an unbelievable backyard horse shot. He left his feet, I think, 22 feet from the basket, Chuck.
They only counted that as a two, because they should have 60.
Oh, you're right. It was 62-57 on the two made free throws by St. Henry. It went from three to five. And I thought Benzman might have had a toe on the
line. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to release the ball from 22 feet away. Took another half dribble, had a partial foot on the line, and was leaning toward the basket and jumping toward the rim. It banked, rolled around the rim twice, went down through. He wound up below the foul line when he eventually did hit the floor.
It totally only counts from where you release the, or from where you take off from.
Right. And it was a two, which is what I thought maybe when I saw him jump. And he let it go before that half dribble, it would have been a three. It's a two. 2.1 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. St. Henry inbounding. Nine players at midcourt. St. Henry up three. Rockets have got to have a steal. Here's a long 70-foot pass down the floor. St. Henry can't hang on. It's juggled. It goes out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. And Anna, with 0.8 to go, has a chance for a 50-foot three to tie.
Well, and with 0.8, you're allowed to catch the ball and shoot it. 0.3 and less has got to be a tip.
And Cathcart will inbound. Benzman was in forecourt. Now Benzman's in backcourt. Cathcart to Benzman. Benzman catches 65 feet away, lets it go. Short, no good, and that is it. Wow. It would have been an unbelievable comeback had Anna pulled it out of the fire. But I tell you what, the game ends, I think, in a just fashion. St. Henry hangs on to take it 62-59. Redskins outplayed Anna for 30 minutes of this game, except for the last two. Did Anna show a lot of spark? Rockets almost catch St. Henry at the close as the Redskins got sloppy over the last couple minutes of the game. And Anna simply had chances, too many missed free throws in this fourth quarter. One of two. I think a pair were missed in succession, one trip to the line. The Rockets were given the opportunities. St. Henry did not play well at all down the stretch. Anna with a very slow start to this game. A better last 4 minutes of the first quarter to get within one at the end of the first period, but a very strong second quarter by St. Henry. Redskins led by 12, 30-18 late in the second quarter, led by 10, 30-20 at the half. St. Henry up 7 at the end of 3. And after going up a 13, biggest lead of the game, with 2 minutes left, the St. Henry Redskins do survive here at Anna tonight. And in the last 6 years, Anna still has a drought against St. Henry, 0-6.
Well, you're right. They got it is hard to come back, and they had that double-digit deficit from halftime on. It just seems like they could just never get over the hump. And the effort was outstanding. They scored 20 points in the first half. They scored 39 in the second half.
Wow.
But they gave up 32 in the second half. So there's your difference.
Yep. And it came on strong toward the end of this game. Much better second half, Chuck, as you noted, than first. But St. Henry is a tough team to come back on. And had St. Henry not gotten real sloppy in the last 2 minutes, Anna would not have made it this close. As it was, Wyatt Benjamin had a Hail Mary three from 65 feet for the tie.
Well, 8-1 shooting threes tonight, making threes. St. Henry hit 8 threes. Anna made one.
There you go. And Wyatt Benjamin, what, 2 buckets for the whole game, maybe 3?
He ended up with 3.
3.
He had 15 points, but it was a real quiet 15.
Anna did have 2 additional players in double digits.
Yeah, Cathcart came out. He scored 12, and then Dosick scored 12 all in the second half. I thought he had a terrific game.
Mm-hmm. Bart Bixler got his usual 8. That's his per-game average. Brodman had a couple hoops in that third period. Yulskamp with 5. St. Henry Schlarman, he was a horse.
He had 23, yeah. And nobody else in double figures, but this is kind of what you look at. Niekamp with 8. Luttmer with 8, 6 from Thiemann, 7 from Devin Yulskamp. So they had a lot of young men that scored in the 6, 7, 8 range.
And when the Redskins win, that's the way they get it done. Chuck, who are our Clancy's Award winners?
Do we do a St. Henry?
Yeah, let's do a St. Henry.
Then it's obvious. That's Tyler Schlarman, mm-hmm. 23 points and did a great job defensively. Going to the other side. For the Rockets, I'm going to go with Griffin Dosick. 12 points all in the second half. Had some rebounds. I thought he played a terrific game in the second half for the Rockets.
Yep, solid game for Griffin. And very obviously, Tyler Sharman. He was the bell cow for St. Henry here tonight. They win the Clancy's Awards. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
But Chuck, you hear the one word phrase, which is a cliche so often, but I think it best describes Anna's play tonight, simply flat.
Yeah, the first half they came out real flat, right. And it fell behind. They got outscored 18-9 in the second quarter, mm-hmm. And that truly was the difference in the basketball game.
Anna Rockets now 9-3. Of course, still 4-1 in the Shelby County League. St. Henry now 9-2, a mark of 1-1 in the MAC. St. Henry's next game against New Knoxville at St. Henry next Friday. And then St. Henry plays Ansonia at home the very next night. Anna Rockets, meanwhile, play Houston in the Shelby County League here next Friday night. Miami East on the road next Saturday in advance of the home game against Fort Loramie 1 week from this Tuesday, that is January 23rd. Then a week later on a Tuesday, Anna entertains Rushi right here. And we'll have those games for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, Fort Loramie is in the Shelby County League lead, not having lost yet in the league, not having lost in the entire season yet. Anna and Rushi in Shelby County League play have one loss apiece. Again, we could not bring you Minster Sheridan girls today because they didn't play. It was postponed until tomorrow at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland near Canton. But we are at the Flying to the Hoop tomorrow. Excuse me, we've got that game for you. Sydney and Versailles tip off at 1:15 on the web online with the pregame on scoresbroadcast.com at 1 o'clock. We'll have the Minster girls in action for you on Thursday against New Bremen from Minster. A tip-off 7:30, webcast time at 7:10. Don't forget, a second game at the Flying to the Hoop on Monday afternoon. Same game time, 1:15, webcast time, 1 o'clock. Fort Loramie Redskins take their unbeaten record against Thurgood Marshall. Redskins 11-0 against Thurgood at 1:15 tip on Monday. We've got the game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of requests to cover that game. And we've got Sydney Versailles tomorrow. Look forward to that one. It's the Justin Arnes-Andre Gordon shootout at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena tomorrow. We've got the webcast at 1 o'clock. Chuck, we'll see you then.
I'm going to be there.
Should be a lot of fun. We've got plenty of high school sports action coming up here in the next few weeks. An attractive game, I think, on a Monday in the not-too-distant future, Chuck. Tri-Village Girls at Rushi. Tri-Village with a very fine
record. Yeah.
Very fine record. The Downing girl is back. A couple other starters, I believe. They sport an excellent record. And that should be a good girls game in the not-too-distant future, as should Miami East at Fort Loramie on a Saturday afternoon. A couple non-league girls games appear to be pretty attractive contests, and we'll bring those to you in the next couple weeks here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brett Gischer, scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night to you. We look forward to sharing another webcast with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock from the Flying to the Hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Sydney versus Versailles tip off at 1:15. Again, final score tonight from here at Anna, St. Henry Redskins, 62, Anna Rockets, 59.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.